We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, everybody? You probably know by now, but Ball is sponsoring us across the DNVR network. Ball as in the all-new Ball Arena, as in the aerospace technology company, as in the world's largest aluminum can and packaging manufacturer. They have been leading global sustainability efforts for decades, and they are currently hiring right here in Golden, Colorado. You can check out #WorkAtBall online, and to apply for a position at their aluminum can plant, text GOLDEN to 77222 or go to jobs.ball.com and search for GOLDEN. That's jobs.ball.com and search for GOLDEN. Or like I said, you can simply text GOLDEN to 77222. They are a great place to work. Highly recommend checking them out today.
Nobody out. 3-2 on Charlotte.
Jokic gets it across the timeline. Gets a high pick and pop with Murray.
Lindsay breaking through.
Taken away by Nathan MacKinnon. 2-on-2 with Landeskog.
He has done it again. Vaughn Miller, ladies and gentlemen.
Dunk. Two hands. Nikola Jokic.
Save me by Grubauer with the left pad. Oh, goodness gracious me.
Take a good look. You won't see it for long. Two-run home run. Trevor Story.
Lock. End zone. Touchdown. Sudden.
Got it! Oh, man! That's from way downtown! And the blue arrow is flying at Pepsi Center!
Score! It's too good to be true! But believe it! Oh, hail, Kale!
Okay, welcome into the Denver Sports Podcast, presented by Breckenridge Brewery, our favorite beer here at DNVR, as well as our favorite seltzers. I freaking love the Good Company seltzers by Breckenridge Brewery. And tailgate season coming around, so you've got to make sure you have all your Breck brews. I'm your host, Allie Monroy. With me today, I've got Harrison Wynn, Andre Simone, Henry Chisholm, and AJ Hafley. And we are playing some Denver sports trivia, plus Colorado State trivia, plus I threw in two pop culture questions to see if that can be the tiebreaker. This is based off of the trivia that we do here at DNVR on Tuesdays. It's so much fun. It's a similar kind of routine that we're going to do today. Highly recommend coming to check it out. Plus, we just got new food items on the menu, and they're so good. Highly recommend the hot dogs and the club sandwich. It's awesome. But okay. Let's get started right away. The rules of the game are going to be all of the guys have their own pen and paper, and they're going to write down the answer to the question. I'm going to read the question out loud. We also have graphics for this for people listening on the podcast side of things. And then they're going to reveal their answers, and I will reveal the question. However many points they get, we'll show who wins and if we have a tiebreaker at the end. That way we don't have people screaming over each other because Ryan and AJ, last time we did this, like as soon as the pandemic started, they got really heated. They were like yelling. So entertaining, but might not be the best for some podcast listeners. So this is the way we're going to operate for this one. Are you guys ready? You have 15 seconds to answer the questions.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And people in the comments can hop in and answer questions as well.
Yeah, help me out, comment section, because yeah. My brain's not really working today.
That's right.
I know. That's why I've got this coffee going for me. All right. The first question is, hold on, I got to restart the timer. What year were the Denver Broncos, was the Denver Broncos' first season?
Is that AFL or NFL?
NFL. You got 13 seconds. I really wanted this timer to have some music, but it doesn't. All right. They are writing things down. They've got 3, 2, 1. Time's up. See, it says with a buzzer, but it doesn't make a buzzer sound.
How rude. Oh, no. Oh, it's because you muted it.
Oh, that was my issue. All right. Let me see the answers. Andre's got 1960. Ooh. Henry is 1963. AJ, time's up. Show me your board.
My pen doesn't work.
That's not our fault.
Sure, it doesn't.
Harrison has 1970.
That's what I have, for the record. Can you see it? I don't know.
No, AJ, we can't.
AJ, I would not go with me on this answer. Just FYI.
I don't know when they made the switch over from AFL to NFL. I don't know. So I said 70 as well.
All right, the answer was 1960. So Andre gets a point. Wow, I'm surprised that not more people got that one. Okay, the next question.
I wasn't alive then, Ellie, so I don't know.
Well, I mean, you might just have known that just because you were a Broncos fan. But all right, Rocky's question now. What number does Ryan McMahon wear? Timer has started. 15 seconds. Ryan McMahon.
I'm done.
You're done?
I'm done.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I don't want you guys thinking I'm cheating.
Yay! Time's up. It did make a sound. Okay. Show me your answers. 24 is what Harrison has. Henry has 24. Andre has 24. AJ has 24 as well, and that is all correct. You each get a point. Hold on, I have to write this, the point system now. Andre has 2 points, and AJ has 1 point. Okay. Good job, guys. That one was good. Next question is going to be an Avs one. And I tried to make them a little harder so that AJ had a hard time on it, but that in turn messes it up for you guys. So I didn't make it as hard because it's just, that's impossible. Okay. Avs question number one, who were the first three players on Colorado that came from the Quebec Nordiques, Quebec?
What does that even mean?
AJ, that's not good. What do you mean? What are the three players that came from the Nordiques? Timer has started. Mean,
came from the Nordiques.
Andre, you're muted, by the way. You've got 7 seconds.
I didn't mean to mute myself. Yeah, what's that mean?
I don't even know what this question's asking me.
I wrote three names down.
All right, so Henry was the only one who knew how to follow instructions?
Did three fly over before the others?
Do I get a third of a point?
Okay, so Harrison's got Waugh. Henry? Waugh, Sakic, and Forsberg. AJ and Andre, did you not answer?
I started to write Sakic.
Roster? The whole team moved. What is this question?
The whole team moved, right.
But what players were, like, important to the Avs? I don't know. This is a trivia question.
This is from your trivia, AJ.
It's not.
I think Rudo needs to be publicly lashed for writing this.
Who were the first three players on Colorado that came from the Nordiques?
There were, like, 15 at the same time.
Yeah, the whole team moved.
All right. Well, Henry was the only one who understood the assignment, but he still got it wrong. Because it was Adam Foote.
Yeah. Was a Montreal Canadien.
I just want to say that I did know that. I just couldn't name another guy. And I wasn't going to just put two names down.
Okay. It's worth a try. Maybe I'm wrong.
So no one got that one right.
No, that's a bullshit question.
Yeah, no. I know. Minus 1 point for production. Yeah, the whole team.
Maybe they came over on different flights.
Oh, my God.
They probably did, man.
Yeah. What's the coincidence that Sakic and Forsberg were on that first flight, huh?
They were on the first flight out here. I don't know. All right, next question. Everyone knows that. Calm down, people. Okay.
Oh, Allie didn't write that, by the way.
I forgot to upload the Nuggets one. Hold on. It's loading.
It helps to have the written down. The graphic really helps, I must say.
What do you mean?
To be able to read the question.
To read it? Okay.
I think all I deserve right. 2/3 of a point, if I'm being honest.
There's no points there. Everyone's upset about the question, so we're just going to axe it. All right. Next question is a Nuggets question. Again, you have 15 seconds. The question is, what college did superstar Carmelo Anthony attend? The timer has started. Ooh, it does have a sound.
My pen just ran out of ink, FYI.
Oh,
are you sure? Kidding. Not know the answer?
You guys gave me shit when my pen didn't work.
Oh, there we go. I'm back.
Dive is up. Did Harrison make it? Harrison, drop the pen.
Why is this? Why can't I? Hold on. There's like a. Let me see if turn the light off. Oh, hey, it did work.
All right. Everyone said Syracuse. Harrison had limited time, so he wrote Q's, and that is correct.
Love it.
So you guys all get a point there. I have to go in and change it. Andre is in the lead with 3.
Carmelo Anthony's been banned from this podcast, though.
That's true. Unless Drew's on here, because then Drew does enjoy talking about him.
I kind of flip flop on him.
I mean, yeah, there was so basically for people who don't know, news came out today, which Harrison said it happens every summer, that Carmelo was talking about how he never wanted to be traded from Denver and trying to kind of rewrite history as we know it. But
I too like to make shit
he's
up.
He's full of shit. He's full of shit is what he is.
So there you go. You get our real thoughts on the situation. We are going to do a Colorado question now, and we'll see who knows their state history. The question is, what is the tallest mountain in Colorado? The timer has started.
I'm trying to get
5 seconds.
It's Mount something.
Time is up. That is correct, Andre. It is.
I knew it.
Okay. Mount Evans, Pike's Peak. Harrison, what do you got? Pike's Peak.
Oh, it is Elbert.
I know it's not Pike's Peak, but.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mountain Elbert.
Hey, Henry, I think I should get partial credit for that one.
Because you got mountain.
Yeah, Mount something was correct.
Shout out to the people in the comments who actually got that right. Already embarrassing the people.
We're all morons.
I've heard of that one.
No doubt.
Henry.
I couldn't even come up with a mountain to write down. Yeah.
All right. Next question is a Broncos question. This one is a little bit on the harder side. Before Jerry Jeudy, who was the last player the Broncos drafted from the University of Alabama?
Jeez.
The timer has started. Before Jerry Jeudy, who was the last player the Broncos drafted from the University of Alabama?
Oh, man.
5 seconds.
It's so obscure. We did this one on like the tailgate. Like I've literally done this trivia question before and it's so obscure. I can't even write like a first.
You can't
name.
Remember it?
No, nothing.
All right. Let's see.
Can't really read it, but it says Bobby Humphrey.
Okay. That is all wrong. Harrison wrote Nick Saban. this is the answer. How do you say
that is a made up name, Allie.
Traindos Luke.
Traindos
Luke. Wow. Yeah, no, I think that's right.
In 2004. Shout out to Zach Stevens for coming up with that very difficult one. Okay, no one got that one right.
Do you
either.
Remember Traindos Luke in 2004, like seeing him take preseason snaps, AJ?
They are not all recycled from Tuesday trivia to the person in the comments. Some of them are, though, because we're giving a little preview at some of the questions that you get when you come down. Okay, next question is Rockies one.
Wow, he says.
During construction, a 7-foot-long, 1,000-pound skull of what dinosaur was found at Coors Field? The timer has started.
This is a tough one. I think I have some beef with this one.
What dinosaur skull was found at Coors Field?
Correct spelling. Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Time is up.
I mean, I only assume. Is it Triceratops?
All right. The answer is.
Let's go.
Yay. I'm pretty sure there's like a debate among all the scientists about whether those even existed.
What, Henry?
Throwing that in there. I think there's a bunch of scientists who don't think those existed. It's kind of like the Pluto thing.
Or
wasn't the planet?
Is this like the conspiracy theory that Finland is made up and doesn't exist?
No, because Pluto I don't think anybody we trust says that.
Pluto exists. It's not a planet.
Yeah, you're right. Devin, DNVR needs to get whiteboards for you. So that would definitely make this a lot easier.
A Triceratops is not a dinosaur?
I'm not like the expert on this, but I'm pretty sure there's like a debate.
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
Well, if you're going to bring
Triceratops real?
If you're going to bring it up on the show, Henry, you should be an expert on it.
I'll become a little more correct.
Fine. I didn't know we were talking about Triceratops today, or I would have done some research.
Yeah.
You learned a lot about cows on your podcast with the soccer team from CU. That was very interesting. Did.
Whole lot.
He's actually right.
What, AJ?
There is a National Post article that says Triceratops never actually existed, scientists say.
That's all the evidence we need to just get rid of Dinger.
I still want my point, though.
I think you're
especially
right.
Especially after what happened a few weeks ago. Maybe we just got to start fresh. There are scientists that think Henry doesn't exist, is what Flyby Cygnus says. And Devin says, I was just going down an IG conspiracy page about that. Okay, well, apparently that is a common topic. Good job, Henry. Before we move on, the score is 2-2. Everyone has two except Andre. Andre has three. Andre, you are winning.
Let's go.
I was going to say.
So do you know what something else that Andre just constantly wins at? Bets. So you should go listen to the DMVR Bets Daily Show presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. They have got you covered. Ryan and Andre have all of the bets that you need to place. And what's your record right now, Andre?
364 and 332, something like 232. So we're 130 games above 500. Yeah.
Pretty wild. The NFL is obviously coming back, and so now is the best time to join DraftKings Sportsbook because they are once again just giving you free money. You heard that right. DraftKings is giving all new players $200 in free bets instantly when you place a bet of $1 or more on any week one game. And when they say instantly, they mean instantly. I've heard a lot of people complaining about another sportsbook app that just came to Denver about not getting those bets instantly and things not working out. Well, you know what? DraftKings Sportsbook is so reliable. They're going to get you your money. And they're going to get you those free bets instantly. $200 in free bets. Just place $1 on any week one game. Download that DraftKings Sportsbook app now. And you got to use that promo code DNVR. That's promo code DNVR for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And, of course, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. we were talking about, today's a slow Friday. I feel like for a lot of us, we've got a lot of stuff going on at DMVR. So I have to be drinking my Strava Craft coffee. I've drank a lot of it today because I need it. But the best thing about Strava Craft coffee, it doesn't give you the jitters. You can drink as much as you need. Drew Kreisman, who covers the DMVR Rockies for, or who covers the Rockies for DMVR Rockies, swears by it. Has changed his life. It is CBD infused. They have a bunch of different ways you can buy it, and you can buy it with a subscription, and you can get a promo code and use DMVR25 to get 25% off your first order. We love it here. They've been one of our partners for forever. We highly recommend checking them out, and it's really good coffee, and we have it down at the bar if you're coming for a game or something and you're like, before I start drinking those Breck brews, I need some caffeine. We got you covered with the Strava Craft coffee cold brew down here. All right, back to the game. Andre is winning. He told me he sucks at this game, so we are all surprised that he is winning. Hopefully, this Avs question doesn't get me yelled at, but I'm not sure. All right. Who was the starting goaltender for the Avalanche in their first game in Colorado in 1995? Timer has started. Everyone looks confused except AJ, who is just typing or writing away. Who was the first goaltender to play in the first game in Colorado for the Avs? Time is up. And yes, AJ, you are correct. Henry, show me yours.
I don't think we really need
Patrick Wall.
I don't know any other goalies.
Okay. How do you say
David
the name?
David Abisher?
Stéphane Fissé.
Stéphane Fissé. Fissé. I like that name. Okay, so AJ is now tied with
Andre
in points. Now we've got a Nuggets question. So, okay, Harrison, here's your time to shine. The next Nuggets question is, what call it? Oh, that's the wrong one.
Uh-oh.
We're not asking that question twice. Hold on. No. It's loading. I'm sorry.
It was Syracuse, by the way.
All right. What jersey number did Nuggets legend Alex English have retired? I feel like everyone is going to get this one right, but who knows?
I got it.
You did? Are you sure, Henry?
Oh, I'm sure.
All right.
Oh, man.
Show me your answers.
Oh, right.
Let's
yeah.
See.
I totally screwed
you wrote 44?
I wrote 44. I don't know.
AJ, what was your answer?
I put 22.
Yeah. All right. So Henry and Harrison have tied the game up.
Son
getting
of a
the
bitch.
Answer right. It is 2.
44 is Dan Issel, Andre.
Yep. Okay, that's what it was. I had a double number in mind for some reason, and it's a good old Dan Issel got me. Great.
All right, let's see what the question the. All right, oh, people in the comments also got number 2 right. We're going to some Colorado trivia now.
Oh boy.
This is a hard one. This one is one that we used from Trivia Night, and I was angry about this one, so you guys might be angry as well. Get ready for it. The question is, what is the Colorado – what is the motto of the state?
Okay.
Timer has started. What is the motto of the state? This doesn't mean what is the state, like, called. Like, what do people refer it to? It's the motto. Henry, you should know this one. You were there when we got the answer.
I was there. I don't remember the answer. That was on our second Bud Light Tower.
That was. We do have Bud Light Towers here at DMVR, especially for trivia nights. They are a lot of fun. So you do not remember, Henry, even though you were literally told the answer. All right. Show me your papers.
What you thinking, AJ? Let's see this.
I don't know.
300 days of sunshine a year is what Harrison wrote. That is a good one. AJ, do you have anything?
I got no answer.
Yeah,
Andre,
no, nothing.
Henry,
no, I didn't write anything down. I know I don't know it.
Let's see what the I know this. Will Carpenter knows this. Some people have got colorful Colorado. Flyby Cygnus saying you want to get high is the state motto. It is not, but the state motto is nothing without profit.
I can tell you the Texas state motto.
Tell us, AJ.
It's friendship.
Wow.
That's it. That's all it is.
Fit though, does it?
Okay.
I mean, if you're from Texas, it's fine.
Okay. It's pretty crazy. That one's so weird. That's one that I did not get. And I guess, Henry, if I was in your shoes, I probably wouldn't remember that one either.
So doing what with Providence?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Like what?
Or what was it? Nothing without Providence.
What does that even mean?
I could not tell you, honestly.
We talked a lot. So Providence is like it's kind of like a religious term back in the day, kind of like heaven. Yeah. It's like Protestants who just whatever.
It basically means nothing without the care of God.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Wow,
gotcha.
Okay.
It's a weird thing.
Learning new things here.
I said the same thing last time we were at trivia and this happened.
You did say that?
You didn't remember either. I didn't remember. You didn't remember.
Okay. All right. We're going to throw a pop culture question in here and see if it gets some points going. Are you ready? Who is the oldest Kardashian sister? The timer is going.
You couldn't even name the Kardashian sisters.
I've got two of them.
Harrison, your fiance likes the Kardashians. You should get this one. Come on now.
I don't know.
I only know
two of them.
I feel like Harrison has a very unfair advantage by being an NBA reporter and the Kardashians just being way more prevalent in his world than they are in any other sport.
This is an NBA question.
Yeah, it's an NBA question.
All right, let's see.
Kylie, however you spell it.
Harrison, Kylie's the youngest, Andre. Harrison and AJ have got it right with Courtney. That is the correct answer.
I only know two of them.
Well, you
is
got
she
it right,
the one
AJ?
Who was with Lamar Odom?
No, that's Chloe.
Nah, Courtney's dating Travis Barker right now.
Oh, okay. Yep. Okay.
Harrison has 4 points.
Lamar Odom Travis Barker? Was.
Bro. That's what's happening in the world now.
Good for you, Travis.
Yep. He's tattooed.
I'm out of room on this airline ticket. I need another one.
Okay. Do you want to find another one?
Great.
Hey,
I have one.
Don't be mean in the comments.
If someone just found this paper randomly, how old do you think they would think the author of this is?
14.
Yeah.
Bro, that's a great spelling of Kylie. I love that.
It's a good one.
We've got another Broncos question, and once again, it is a very hard one, but we'll see who gets it. Since 2000, the Broncos have drafted one CU player and two CSU players. Name the three total players. Andre and AJ, you guys should definitely know this. Henry, Harrison, it might be a little harder.
The problem is all the guys that actually do well are the ones they don't draft.
All right, the timer has started.
Okay. Oh, hold on.
One CU player, and it was recently. I'm going to give you that hint, Henry. And two
I remember
CSU
that one.
Players.
Yeah. AJ, we had a special moment on that one.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you do have a special
Okay, yeah, okay.
All right, time is up.
I
don't know.
I should have been looking at the comments.
Okay,
yes,
so
you should have.
It's definitely these two.
Oh yeah, Winfrey. That's right.
Juwan Winfrey, yes.
Yeah.
Henry, you got one too, AJ.
I only have Winfrey and Sembrilo. That's all I've got.
Bradley Van Pelt is the answer.
Did Henry get them?
He didn't get all three. He got
Bradley Van Pelt.
Not getting Sembrilo is just a killer.
Sembrilo.
Crazy.
Are we sure Bradley Van? Oh, that's a
he was a seventh rounder.
Yeah, there are apparently two Bradley Van Pelts in the NFL.
Wow.
Yes.
An outstanding
question. A lot of people in the comments got it right. And then we've got some CSU hate. You know, it's just common. I can't believe they even drafted one CSU player. Well, they've only drafted Philip Lindsay was undrafted because NFL teams were idiots. It's just how I feel, guys. All right. So no one got that one right. I'm not going to give points for just getting two of them.
Oh, no, you can't. All good.
Tough one.
Yeah, could not.
All right. Band.
Oh, my God.
We've got an Avs question now. No more Rockies. We're done with the Rocks.
Good.
This question is, let me see. Who did the Avalanche play in the 1996 Stanley Cup Finals? Timer has started. In the comments, what do you guys think?
I don't know, man.
Andre, people are asking, was Shaq Barrett undrafted?
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah, Shaq Barrett sure was undrafted.
All right, let's see. AJ and Andre are correct. Harrison and Henry are incorrect.
What'd you put down, Henry?
The Devils.
They both put down the Devils.
I put the Devils too.
Yeah.
That was 2001, fellas.
The Florida Panthers were the answer to that. That's who the Avs played in the 1996 Stanley Cup.
If I recall correctly, it's the only time the Panthers have ever gotten out of the first round.
I bet you did recall correctly. Oh. That sounds right.
All right. AJ is winning with literally no surprise. He has 5. Andre has 4. Harrison has 4. And Henry has 3.
Kylie got me. Did AJ get that right? The Kardashian ones?
He did.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
That's
flip the coin, man.
That's
I think I have 4.
He said he only knew 2?
I have 4.
Yeah.
Let's go more pop culture.
Triceratops 2 and 24.
Who? What was it? Triceratops and
Syracuse and the number 2 and the number 24. I have 4.
So then so you're still losing. That means everyone else has 5. That just means
I
haven't
calculated
it right.
We're just off by a number.
Yes, I just didn't calculate fully. Yeah.
Beezer was awesome in that series.
All right, next we have the last Nuggets question. It is the famous brawl in 2006 that included the Denver Nuggets occurred between which other team? The timer has started, 15 seconds. I didn't know about this famous brawl. I wasn't watching the NBA during that time of my life.
Any of you guys watch the documentary on Malice at the Palace?
Bro, I fell asleep halfway through, but I mean, the start of it was amazing.
It's a good endorsement.
It was late and I was watching on my iPad in bed.
All right. Everyone got it correct. Good job, guys.
Yeah, that time where Melo threw a punch and then backpedaled 75 feet.
Yeah, punch. Yeah. I mean, an open-handed smack. To call it a brawl is kind of silly, too.
Well, that's what the internet calls
it. I gotta say, these Nuggets questions definitely a tier below these Avs and Broncos questions.
Well, the Broncos question.
Who did the Avs play in the Stanley Cup Finals is a tough question.
In 1996?
Bro, they won the Stanley Cup. It's pretty common knowledge who they won and get. Who did the Broncos beat in their Super Bowl wins? Can you name those three teams?
Well, that's the next.
Don't Packers. Blow.
It's not the next question.
Yeah, I can name those teams.
Okay. Anyways, AJ, you're obviously very good at trivia, so you don't have to be mean to other people.
A little disappointing, frankly.
I'm just saying that caliber of question is not like particularly difficult.
The Broncos ones are very hard, and that is because
those have been tough, and all the shit that I get for my trivia question writing.
We have a question saying who actually fought in the brawl.
Melo, and I think it's like Channing Frye. He smacked Channing Frye, someone like that.
The little guy, the itty bitty dude that ended up on the Nuggets later.
Nate Robinson.
Felton.
Thank you.
Nate Rob.
All right. Before we finish up the game, Gotta talk to you guys about good old Solace Meds. They are a premier dispensary. They have four locations, one right down the street from the DNVR bar. They've got everything that you're looking for. I mean, Eric loves the Dixie Elixir that they sell there. They have all of these really great deals. You can get two Dixie Elixirs for $30. And on here, it literally says Weedum's favorite. So he's just been written into a few of these ads. And it just fits him so perfectly because he truly uses all of these things that we do. They have another location in Wheat Ridge, another location in Fort Collins. Wheat Ridge
location. They're big on that one.
Yep.
Fort Collins, yeah, Ridge, and then Fort one Collins. Off Broadway.
Yeah.
Like I said, they've got a lot of good deals. They've got... you can still get, sorry, I'm trying to find the spot. Where does it say? Okay. You can use the code DMVR20 to save 20% off your entire purchase, and you can use that online or in person. And online service is really cool because you just get to place what you want, walk in. You don't have to worry about talking to a lot of people and having them question you. And like, sometimes you just got to get what you want to get. And Solace Meds is a really great place for that. They're really awesome. And if you do have questions though, there are people, they're bud experts, really talk to you about that stuff. What, AJ?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Don't forget to use that promo code DMVR20 at Solace Meds. Okay. Last few questions. We're going to do a pop culture question. The second one that we have. What is the name of Beyonce's oldest daughter? The timer has started. 15 seconds.
Pause.
The pain in some of your eyes. Beyonce's oldest daughter's name.
South Pole.
South Pole is not right, but it's pretty freaking close.
Yeah, and it's pretty close to Baby Ray, too, which is what I wrote down, but it's not.
Baby Ray.
Similar, yeah, no. Though. I know it's similar.
Harrison, Blood, Henry, yeah! And AJ got it all right. Blue Ivy.
Baby Ray. I mean, it's the same. Baby Ray is the same vibe. It's B and Y. You know, it's two names. Same.
Trying to remember which weird named kid belonged to which celebrity was the hard part of
right.
that.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. What a turn of events. Henry and Andre are now tied, and Andre at one point was winning.
Oh, but not tied for the lead.
You're not tied for the lead now.
Are we close?
Yeah.
AJ has 8 points, Harrison has 7 points, and Henry and Andre have 6 points.
I think when everyone got a point added, you forgot to add a point for me. I think I should be at 7 with Harrison.
No, because you didn't get two of the questions right. I can go over the questions you didn't get right if you would like.
No, it's fine.
All right. The last Broncos question we have is, what Broncos QB has the best winning percentage since Peyton Manning retired?
Is this a trick question where it's like a guy who started like two games?
Correct. Minimum game started?
You are correct, AJ. It is a trick question based off of the best winning percentage at QB since Peyton Manning retired.
Serious. Very astute of you, AJ, to ask that.
Let's see. Rippin' Brock. Okay, so everyone, Henry, Andre, and AJ got it right. The answer is Brett Rippin. Harrison guessed Brock Osweiler. Okay, let me add.
So AJ's lead now goes to 2. 9-7. Across the board. Oh, boy.
All right. Next, we have another Colorado question. This is the final question. AJ, you don't get to play this one.
Oh, okay.
Since you already won, technically.
You should still write an answer.
All right. Yeah,
well, if it's the fucking state motto, I'm definitely not going to have an answer. No idea.
The question is, the last question of our good old trivia. Hold on. It is, what is the Colorado State bird? Timer has started. This is more of an Adam and Ryan question, as they're very into birds.
I don't know how I know this one. Can I answer?
Yeah.
I don't know it. I don't know.
Yes, AJ. Got it right.
What is it?
Sound like Lark,
the Lark Bunting.
Oh, man.
Those two words don't make sense together.
Of course. How could you guys not know the Lark Bunting?
That was also the football player from Alabama that the Broncos drafted.
Essentially, 100%. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Triandos Luke, what the f...
I'm going to show a picture of the state bird for people watching on the live stream. Aww. It's this little guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Little guy?
How could you not remember?
That's fine.
All right, guys. AJ won, no surprise.
Do we have a bonus question?
Very good at trivia. No, that was it. I mean, I can find...
Hey, Flower, AJ.
Do you want more questions?
The Columbine.
Nice. That's the only one I know. So.
No, I'm good. I was just curious if there was like a tiebreaker question in place.
What was Floyd Little's number?
He won.
44.
Nice. What two Broncos have the same number retired?
No. Okay. We're
Frank Trapuca and Peyton Manning.
God, he's too good. He's too good.
The way you were just saying those questions, Andre, were very depressing. I'm glad you are not the host of DMVR Trivia.
Okay, good.
like I said, DMVR Trivia is every Tuesday at the bar. It's so much fun. We highly recommend you come down. Next week, the Denver Sports Podcast is going to be talking all about Colorado college football. Henry, Justin, Andre, maybe Ryan will be thrown in there. Maybe Mace, maybe Zach. We'll see. It'll be a full football episode, kind of talking and previewing CU and CSU and their upcoming seasons, and it's going to be a good one. And then, you know, Avs training camp is starting in a week, right? AJ, is that correct?
Nope.
Oh, well, then Michaela lied. What is it in 2 weeks?
Nope.
Is it
Avs training camp doesn't start for another 4 or 5 weeks.
Andre, didn't she say that it started next week? Harrison was there too.
I was there. Whoa. Yeah.
Okay, so nope. Never mind. No, we're not going to talk about the Avs clearly at all.
Is there anything happening next week with the Avs, or was she just totally wrong?
Nope.
Okay, well, there's not much going on with the Nuggets either. The Broncos, of course, have named their starting quarterback for the season. It's Teddy Bridgewater. They'll talk a little bit more about that in next week's episode. But, of course, if you want more in-depth analysis on all of these teams, go listen to all of our podcasts. We have 5 podcasts a week where the Broncos guys have really been diving into all of the topics of what's going on this season. And, you know, it is the off season. Like AJ said, there's nothing going on for a lot of more weeks, but they still do a podcast every single day. And it's a lot of fun. So go check it out on our YouTube page. Thanks for hanging out with us. And we will see you guys next week. Ah.